Hello and welcome to Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. In this episode, we're looking at a new Ethereum-based derivatives trading platform. That's correct. It's a company called CloseCross, and the article comes from Coindesk.com by Jamie Crowley. The title says, New Ethereum-based derivatives trading platform wins EU's MiFID license. CloseCross claims this is the first such license to be granted to a blockchain-based derivatives trading platform. Now, we've talked a little bit about three of the main ways that cryptocurrencies seem to be really creating market share. Of course, we have the first one that people think of a lot is just cryptocurrency as a substitute for cash. And you see a lot of cryptocurrencies trying to fill that void, whether it's Bitcoin Cash or some of the smaller ones like the PIVX we talked about or Dogecoin or whatever. Lots of cryptocurrencies can operate as cash very conveniently. You can buy and sell expensive items even, cross borders, cross countries, whatever, and it works great. Another way that cryptocurrencies are used is a store of value. And Bitcoin seems to be the predominant cryptocurrency in that space, an electronic substitute for gold or silver. That's how a lot of people view it. A third way that people are looking at the cryptocurrency space is using cryptocurrency to replace fiat in financial markets. And that's through the creation of these decentralized financial market platforms, whether it be trading derivatives of stocks, commodities, different types of financial contracts, loans, whatever. And it's almost like it's a limitless field here. And this is an area that we're getting into with this company called CloseCross. Now, the article starts off, says, CloseCross, a derivatives trading platform built on the Ethereum blockchain, has been granted a European Union MiFID license ahead of its market launch later this month. According to an announcement emailed to CoinDesk on Tuesday, this is the first time the license has been granted to a blockchain-based derivatives trading platform. When live, CloseCross will offer multi-party derivative contracts for global stock market indices, cryptocurrency, forex rates, commodities, stock prices, interest rates, and others. Now, this is a lot of territory. This is a decentralized financial platform that's going up in direct competition against things like, you know, NASDAQ, New York Stock Exchange, multiple forex trading platforms, even the banking industry. It's really mind-boggling when you think about the amount of market share that these cryptocurrencies are threatening. It says, when live, CloseCross will offer multi-party derivative contracts for global stock market indices, cryptocurrency, forex rates, commodities, stock prices, interest rates, and others. The company said it developed and patented its platform on which traders can enter derivative contracts without the need of major banks issuing derivatives or having to take on leverage. The Ethereum blockchain provided CloseCross with the tech base to entirely automate the derivative sector and replace the centralized derivative issuers entirely, Vaibhav Katkar, CEO of the London and Malta-based company, told CoinDesk. Katkar also cited the importance of creating an immutable trust layer through smart contracts and the automated calculations and fund flows when multiple traders are entering into a single multi-party derivative contract. So you can see what's happening here. They're taking the bank out of the equation as a middleman and replacing it with this blockchain, which is immutable, transparent, can't be changed. The EU's second Markets and Financial Instruments Directive, or MiFID2, is designed to increase protection for investors through adding greater transparency to cost and record keeping and over-the-counter trading. So here we have this first major step that I can see where we're being told that the EU, the European Union, is granting a license to this decentralized financial platform put out there by this company called Close Cross. This is something to really watch, in my opinion. Not financial advice, but I find this to be super interesting. And the markets that we're talking about here basically just include the wealth of the entire world. It's almost limitless if you look at it from that perspective. So once again, new Ethereum-based derivatives trading platform wins EU MIFID license. Close Cross claims this is the first such license to be granted to a blockchain-based derivative trading platform. Until next time, this is your cryptocurrency news, not financial advice.